Namaskar. Every living being loves their life. From the smallest creature to the human life, life is precious. And the more developed the awareness in the individual entity, the more attachment to life. So that it is said that for human beings, even the wise have an attachment to life and a fear of death. That is to say, they will not easily step in harm's way, but the very body has a protection, has a consciousness to protect itself. Given this intense desire to live, to survive, to experience life that all beings have, it is best to do the least harm by eating those things which are less self-aware, which have less conscious development, so that the degree of harm is less. When you pick a carrot from the soil, or you cut a tomato, the degree of suffering of that living being is far less than when you slaughter a pig or a cow. So the eating habits that do the least harm are the best. There are other forms of harm. Human beings have a particular propensity for anger, and in their anger, in their lust and greed, they do harm to each other. The practices of human beings have been violent in many areas. The development of guns and weapons of warfare have been a prominent endeavor for people. Self-defense, self-protection, fear of other people, or desire for conquest, to control and to acquire resources from others. Acts of anger and acts of passion, which entail violence, are not uncommon in human history. They are daily occurrences. This has been a great difficulty in the human society, learning to curb the passions and angers and greed in order to create a collective society which operates for the welfare of all beings, not only the people in that society, but for the welfare of all people and for the welfare of all other living beings, the non-human entities. There has never been in human history a true human society, which inculcates the full compassionate understanding and life practices that bring true harmony with all life. There have been societies that have come close, but none that have fully grasped this. This is a challenge to the very species of human beings. And with the advent of these aggressive practices and approaches threatening the very planet on which we live, threatening our very life on this planet, not only the lives of human beings, but the lives of all animals and plants. This aggression, this greed, which has led to so much tendency of harm, is now leading to the very destruction of our environment. It is the characteristic of a species whose aggressive tendencies and greedy tendencies have become out of control to the point where they are self-destructive. For human beings to survive the challenges of this time, this period of history, they will not need larger guns, more aggressive ways of destroying the enemy. No. Human beings will have to change their very approach from self-centered ideologies, violence, and greed to working together for the collective welfare of all beings, to working to stop harm rather than to promote it for self-interest. This is the challenge facing the world today. It is not simply an economic challenge. It is not simply an environmental challenge. It is a challenge to humanity to evolve, to become more spiritually connected, to forgo materialism, to forgo personal interest, to forgo greed and aggression in favor of collective survival, mutual respect for not only human beings, but for all life, and to work for the welfare of all beings, to work collectively for that welfare. Without this shift in attitude and practices, there cannot be the change that is needed. The fundamental relationship that people have to the world around them needs to change from exploiter and a sense of dominance and entitlement to a sense of care, love, and respect for all life. This is neo-humanism, a new humanism in which honoring all beings, respecting all life, and working for the welfare of all living beings becomes the prominent goal of human beings. Not the need to have more weapons of destruction that can kill others, not to compete with each other to a point of destructiveness, not to place personal welfare of oneself or one's family or group over the welfare of all living beings. This is the mandate for human beings right now, to change. Necessity often creates dramatic changes. And the necessity is growing. It is up to people to change, to adopt new ways of being that in the current age lead to success and survival. In the past, success and survival depended upon the success of your clan, of your tribe, of your village, and personal survival was utmost. The world around was open for exploitation and conquest. And those who stood in your way were your enemies to be gotten rid of. That psychology will not move humanity forward, will not solve the current problems. It will only lead to self-destruction. But the fear of death and the clinging to life is a very strong motive in human beings, even in the wise. So that very propensity, core to human survival, will lead people to make the changes they need to make, to adapt and to survive. Unfortunately, for change to take place, for people to change their fundamental approach and attitude, to change what behaviors they see as leading to their own prosperity and survival, will take strong lessons situations that challenge their old attitudes and beliefs in the extreme and will bring people to the cusp, to the brink, where change will occur. Because this need to survive, to adapt, is very core to the psyche of human beings. There is in this call for adaptation that is being presented to human beings at this time on the planet a spiritual teaching, a spiritual lesson. Evolve or die. And that evolution is a spiritual evolution. It is not a biophysical evolution as much as an evolution of consciousness, of attitudes, of beliefs, of approaches. Human beings are being asked, demanded in the evolutionary flow of nature to take the next step, to evolve into a higher level of functioning, a more evolved species that can indeed be a part of the universal network of evolved species. There has been, as there have been with all species that evolve in consciousness, a primitive beginning. But those ways, those primitive ways of survival, aggression, and greed will not produce survival as the species evolves. What will produce survival is the collective banding together in mutual respect and love, compassion and care, and bringing life as a whole into focus, not just one's personal welfare. In this way, people become more interwoven, interconnected, evolving, gaining depth spiritually, gaining connectedness to the whole, increasing love, living in compassion and love. This is the challenge to the entire species, to the evolution of the planet itself, as it has evolved through multiple forms upon its surface to evolve to the human stratum. Now it must evolve further or die. This is not the choice of one person in power. This is not the choice of any individual. This is a collective choice. A choice for human beings as a whole, as a collective. A choice to survive, a choice to evolve. But it is not easily made. When you think of society today, you say, how can it change? How can it change? It's impossible. All the economics, all the lifestyle, everything is based in this greed and in this aggressiveness and in this sense of dominance and exploitation of other species and of other living beings. How can it possibly evolve? But it will, because it will be necessary. And that evolution may not be slow, it may be sudden when it happens. And it is not far in the future. Already, the tide has turned from complete resistance to recognition that there is a problem, to recognition that the change needs to take place. People are starting to grapple with it. They will soon be faced with the need for change. This is how evolution works. Sometimes it is gentle and slow. Sometimes it is sudden and violent. This is the nature of the evolution of consciousness. Collectively, when you do your sadhana, when you do your practice, your evolution of your own inner consciousness is there. You touch the infinite. You touch the love divine. You touch the awareness of being. And you come to know yourself. You recognize that you are part of an interwoven, interconnected whole. There is no separation. But human beings, as a species, the very planet Earth as a entity, which has evolved into all of the species that inhabit it, needs to evolve to this subtler level of being. It's time for change. And that change will happen. And humanity will survive, as will many species of this earth, not all, but many, to move forward to a new beginning, to a world unlike any that has ever been known upon this planet. This is the forward flow of evolution. Consciousness is ever drawn to itself. The cosmic nucleus is ever making a pull on all life to come towards it, to awaken to the depth of the eternal nature of being. But there are times when that evolution becomes critical, when there has been a resistance, and then a breakthrough happens. But that cosmic nucleus, Purushottama, is always exerting this pull upon all creation to move closer and closer to its cosmic core, both individually and collectively. And this earth is feeling that pull, feeling that evolutionary, dramatic pull to the cosmic nucleus. There are those who think that humanity will not survive this great challenge. But I am very optimistic because this fundamental core need for survival and ability to adapt is very strong in human beings. And thus, evolution will occur. All right. Are there any questions?
In this transition, we see already signs of shift and polarization. What is your sense of timing where we will cross that peak and humanity will start unifying these opposite sides?
We are not far from that. It is imminent. Mm-hmm. As the situation becomes more critical, the change begins to occur. Even now it is occurring. But now it is at the stage of questioning. Now it is at the stage of being aware of the threats of going on as we have gone and really looking at the change that needs to happen and getting worried about the situation. Very worried. But yet the necessity has not hit fully. Yes, the fires are making it real. The floods are making it real for people. The winds are making it real for people. But not yet to the point of the dramatic change that will occur. It will occur. People want to survive. All right? It is not far. Are there other questions? All right. Namaskar.